I am Plata on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. Opening May 29th at the Waterfront Theatre is the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre Company's production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Flower Drum Song. I am joined now by Rick Tay, the director of this production. It's been 50 years since the musical debuted on Broadway, and this is the first time that this show has been presented in Vancouver. It features an all-Asian Canadian cast, and it will run until June 14th. For tickets and information, visit www.vact.ca. Rick Tay is an accomplished director, producer, writer, and actor. He won a Leo Award and was nominated for a Gemini for his on-screen work on Godiva's. He was nominated for several Jesse Awards for his directing and producing. He is currently developing his first feature film. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Rick Tay. Good morning, Mr. Tay.
Good morning.
And so, Flower Drum Song, is this the first time that you've worked with the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre?
Yes, actually it is. I've been a former supporter of them. It's their 10th anniversary, and they've been doing quite a number of shows in the last 10 years, and I've been firmly supporting them quite a bit. Really happy that they're able to satisfy this demographic, too. I guess part of me working with them now is to hopefully broaden their demographic and bring their first musical to their slate. So it's pretty exciting.
What do you think the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre means to the community? What do you think it attempts to do to how we perceive Asian Canadians?
Well, it's partly for. For Asian Canadians, it's about bridging the gap. A lot of times, you know, there's a lot of Asian culture from our older generation, our families that we're trying to incorporate into living in a Western world. And I think the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre Company really does a lot to showcase Asian Canadians on stage, which is it's a tough thing to have in a lot of. In a lot of stage plays and musicals, there's a limited number of roles, and so there's just a lot of visibility, and also, translating a certain voice to characters and being able to play them really sheds light to a story that's not usually told that much in more classical theater.
Now, tell me about Flower Drum Song. What's it about?
Flower Drum Song is about a young Asian American in Chinatown in 1950s San Francisco, and he's stuck in between two cultures, essentially, and growing up in America, and then falling in love with American Chinese, and meanwhile struggling with dealing with the arranged marriage, basically, that his father has arranged. For bringing a Chinese, mainland Chinese bride from China to set him up with. So there's just the struggles of these two generations, and also learning to it's a classic story of the Asian American, Asian North American, and it's done through song and dance and a great sense of humor, I believe. So,
and in the score was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, who were responsible for, among others, Sound of Music.
Yeah, absolutely. Sound of Music.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. There's some wonderful music there for sure.
Now, over the years, I guess since it debuted in the 50s, it was seen as less unflattering in its portrayal of Asians.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's made it perhaps less known than the other musicals that Rodgers and Hammerstein did?
I think that's a possibility. I think back then, this was an attempt to showcase quote-unquote a minority community. I mean, it's still a universal story of love and belonging and finding a place in this world. But at that time, it was based on a book, and it was written by a Chinese American, and so it was a much darker topic matter in the book, because it was just a little bit more reflective and personal. But Rodgers and Hammerstein, hats off to them, were able to bring it into more of a mainstream, a more commercial kind of arena. And, you know, even though it was a little bit more sugar-coated, at least the mainstream was able to access that kind of a view. Now, back then, absolutely, there were a lot of stereotypes and things that really, at least to a modern-day audience, it definitely you know, it wasn't very politically correct, so to speak. And so, you know, to pay tribute to what it was, and also understand that it is about the fact that it's the first showcase of Asian Americans. I wanted to take on the original script and the original show and incorporate elements of the book as well as the movie into this production that we're doing for the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre Company, and also put a little bit of spin onto it, and instead of shying away from the quote-unquote sexist, racist elements to it, I wanted to actually accentuate them. I wanted to do the opposite and, in essence, satirize them, satirize those aspects of the show, to, using a sense of humor and also highlighting the fact that how far we've come since then, in terms of our understanding of these cultures. And so also in terms of the story arc and character arcs, I've also added elements because of adding the film and the book elements as well. I've also showcased the fact that, you know, these characters do become three-dimensional towards the end of the show.
Now, are there songs in the show that we would know, say, such as songs that we know from, like, The King and I?
No. These are original songs for the show. It's called, I Enjoy Being a Girl is one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
100 Million Miracles, a few other Sunday, and a few of them are quite well known. And I Enjoy Being a Girl is more popularly known, but a lot of the songs are known in the musical theater world as well too.
Now, a few years ago, I saw your production of Company that you directed at the Waterfront.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, is your work primarily in musicals?
My directorial work is so far musicals, because I do stem from a musical theater background in education. And for me, it was, I wanted to start at a place that I knew most and I absolutely adore. It is my first love. From my personal life, I've always kind of escaped to musical theater because it's a fun world. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And so that's primarily the thing. But for me, in the past 15 years or so, I've moved around in the entertainment industry into film and television as well. Primarily as an actor, but now also as a producer, writer. I'm developing features and television shows as well too. So.
I remember Godiva's. You were the cook, right?
Yes, sir. I was. Oh, no, I was the dishwasher.
The dishwasher, that's
it. Yeah, I was in the kitchen.
You always had a cleaver in your hand, it seemed.
Oh. I was always cleaning it.
Yeah. Now, you went to school in Pittsburgh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Singapore. I was born in Hong Kong. My dad's from Taiwan, so that's why I speak Mandarin and Cantonese. And then I grew up in Singapore, went to British school. And then I went to high school when I was 14 in St. Louis and Detroit. And then Pittsburgh was mainly university and college.
What brought you to Vancouver?
My parents had moved to Vancouver when I was still in university in Pittsburgh. And they had moved here from Hong Kong. They had moved back to Hong Kong and then to Vancouver. And I came to visit them and I just fell in love with the city. It's amazing. It's an amazing city here, so.
And we mentioned Godiva's and the other work that you've done in film and television. Is this a good place to work for someone like yourself?
Absolutely. As across the board, it seems, as an actor, a writer, producer, I feel that there's a combination of a lot of things, being Hollywood North and also the embracing of multiculturalism is quite exciting to see. And and because there is a lot of benefits to being so close to Asia as well too. There's a nice celebration of you know, Asian and Western culture alike. So it's a nice place.
Now, I mentioned you're working on a film, are you?
That's correct.
And this is something that you've written yourself, or?
Yeah, I've been writing for the last 8 years or so, and this is one of the features that I'm currently working on that has been granted telefilm development funding to go into the next level of the screenplay. So I'm pretty excited about it, and it's a fantastical comedy about immigration and Buddhism. So I'm just putting that together right now.
Well, we'll await that. As a director, is your work done after opening night?
Physically. Yeah. Physically, it's done. Emotionally, it's always there. But,
so do you go to the show every night, or how does that work?
No, I try to walk away opening night. I think this is part of how I feel, is that it's something that is alive. At a certain point after opening night, it really belongs to the actors and the stage manager, and they just got to take it, because I'm not the one on stage, and I'm not the one taking in the reactions from the audience. I think it's very much a union of all those things that I can't control, and so I try to direct, but I'm not a tyrant by any means.
Now, looking at the cast, the cast is all Asian-Canadian, is it?
That's correct.
Was it important to have them all Asian-Canadian?
I'm not familiar
with the show, so I'm thinking, are the characters all Asian?
Yeah. To start off with, the characters are all Asian-Canadian. They're all Asian-American or new immigrant Asians. So that's what starts off. And then it's also the mandate of the theater company itself, the Eurasian-Canadian Theater Company, to provide opportunities for emerging talent to get some experience. And so that's their mandate. And, they're on occasions, certain shows that they do that have non-Asian roles in the plays, and they're played by non-Asians as well. It is just a matter of the material as well, too. But the whole purpose of the theater company is to help emerging talent, and because there's quite frankly not enough opportunities to be able to get those experiences in mainstream theater, and so they're really doing a great job that way. So.
I understand that B.C. Lee, a former city councillor, he'll appear in the show.
He's fantastic.
He's an actor, is he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he plays one of the lead roles, and in fact, the lead role is a father in the show. And he's fantastic, and he's a great singer and an excellent dancer. Let me put it that way.
I'm curious. Was he an actor before he went into politics?
He did some acting when he was younger, and he shared the same interests that I did in terms of speaking, in terms of bridging the community between new immigrants and also Asian Canadians, and so we were on the same boat at that level. So he really wanted to lend his help to what we were trying to say with this show and with this theater company, and so it was quite exciting to have him on board.
The other thing that I read in the release was that there are surtitles above the stage. Is that where they're placed?
That's correct.
And they're what they're in Chinese, are they?
They're in Chinese. Yeah, it's it's definitely something that has started last year with The Odd Couple for this theater company, and it really has taken off, and it really does help. It really does help bring in the new immigrant community who, for one thing, has trouble at certain times with understanding English and also in terms of understanding what's going on in the theater specifically, because it is much more elevated language when you're on stage. So, hopefully we'll be able to share it with a larger demographic that way, and to be able to enjoy the beauty of, for one thing, musical theater, which is a very celebrated North American art form, and I have my own selfish reasons to be able to do this. I'm excited to be able to share it with my own parents, to be able to, for them to enjoy and have a window into what I do for a living and what my passions are. So it's kind of exciting.
Indeed. For you, what's next? Are you working on the film primarily?
I'm working on a few films primarily. We're in development with a few feature films as well as a couple of TV shows. So I'm going to venture into that arena as soon as we finish rehearsals for this show. And so my slate's pretty full. I'm pretty excited about that. So
it's been good talking to you, Rick, and break a leg.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
You're very welcome. The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Flower Drum Song runs at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island from May 29th to June 14th. Visit www.vact.ca for more information. The production's director, Rick Tay, on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.